Nearly 30 juvenile killers currently serving life without parole in Washington could be eligible for release in the future. That's because of a new state law that took effect this month. It was passed in response to a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
In Miller v. Alabama, the Supreme Court ruled that automatic life without parole for juvenile killers is unconstitutional. In response, the Washington legislature this year passed a law that requires new individualized sentences for these aggravated murderers. Once the offenders have served a minimum of 25 years in prison, they will get an automatic hearing before the state's sentencing board. Not only that, the presumption is the board will release the juvenile killer unless there's some compelling reason not to. Lynn Delano chairs the board that will make the call to release or not release.
These cases are very similar to cases that we already deal with, and they are they're emotionally charged. I mean, there's been obviously at least one victim of a horrible crime and sometimes more victims. They're just challenging, and the decision-making is challenging as well.
Already, one high-profile juvenile killer has been resentenced and is now eligible for release. He's Barry Massey, the youngest juvenile sentenced to life without parole in the nation. Massey was 13 in 1987 when he and another teenage boy killed Pierce County Marina owner Paul Wong in a robbery. Life without parole is still possible for juvenile aggravated murderers in Washington if they were 16 or older at the time of their crime. The new Washington law also addresses nearly 170 other juveniles serving long prison sentences for crimes other than aggravated murder. They will now have the opportunity to petition for release after 20 years behind bars if they haven't committed a major infraction inside prison within the past year. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.